Framing skills enhance clear communication. Imagine this. You enter a meeting with crucial updates that could change the project's direction. You start talking, but soon your audience looks puzzled, asking questions about points you haven't covered yet. What went wrong? It's likely poor framing. Now picture starting that meeting by clearly stating the project name, what decision you need, and the immediate issue within the first 15 seconds. This is framing, and it's a simple but powerful way to guide your communication effectively. Framing should be used in every type of communication, from brief chats to formal presentations. It includes three main parts: context, intent, and key message. First, context sets up the discussion by informing your audience about the topic. This could be as simple as mentioning the project or subject you're discussing, helping your audience focus on the right thing from the start. Next is intent. Here, you explain what you want from your audience. Are you asking for feedback, needing a decision, or just sharing information? Being clear about your intent helps listeners understand how to react to your message. For example, if you need to extend a deadline, stating this intention prepares your audience for what that means, ensuring they're ready to engage with the information properly. Key messages in communication. The key message is arguably the most crucial part of your communication. It represents the core information that your audience needs to know. This message should be presented clearly and early to capture attention and guide focus. For instance, if a key milestone will be missed, starting with this fact sets a clear direction for the conversation. Effective framing improves communication by making it clearer and more impactful. Introducing these three elements at the start of your discussion helps streamline your message, reducing the need for repeated clarifications and minimizing misunderstandings. Here's how to use these concepts. Imagine you need to update your team on several projects. Begin with, "I have updates on three projects that need different actions." Then break down the information by addressing each project separately. For example, say, "First, for Project X, we need to decide on the proposed budget increase today." This keeps your messages clear and helps your team stay focused, knowing exactly what each topic involves and what actions are needed. Mastering framing can make your interactions more effective and efficient. It allows you to guide the conversation, keep your audience engaged, and improve communication clarity. Try using this approach in your next conversation and see how it enhances your clarity and engagement. Clear summaries ensure effective communication. Imagine you need to introduce a complicated project at work, like a new software system. You begin explaining every detail from the start, only to see your audience losing interest. This is a common mistake, diving too deep too soon. Instead, you can grab and keep your audience's attention right away by using structured summaries. A structured summary uses a simple framework called the GPS method: goal, problem, solution. This approach helps you make your message clear and guide your audience through it effectively. Here's how to use it. Start by stating the goal. This is what you want to accomplish. For example, if you're talking about new software, your goal might be to improve company operations with its features. Next, explain the problem. This could be the issues with the current system that the new software aims to fix. Finally, present the solution, how the new software will solve these problems. Effective communication with the GPS method. A common mistake in workplace communication is the tendency to share every detail at once, which can result in long, unfocused discussions that are hard to follow. Instead, use the GPS method to keep conversations clear and purposeful. Start with a broad overview and only dive into specifics when necessary. This approach keeps discussions concise and focused on solving problems rather than just describing them. To apply this method, begin each conversation by clarifying the goal, the obstacles, and your proposed solutions. For example, instead of recounting every event leading to a decision in a meeting, state directly what needs to be decided, why it's important, and what the possible solutions are. Shifting from a detail-first to a solution-first approach makes your interactions more productive. The aim is not to oversimplify complex issues, but to make them clear and actionable. Even complex topics like budget decisions or technical challenges can be communicated effectively by focusing on the solution path. This approach doesn't remove complexity, but helps everyone understand the key points more easily. Using the GPS method for clear communication. By using the GPS method, your conversations will become more focused and efficient. You'll spend less time clarifying points and more time achieving results. Next time you need to communicate something important at work, whether it's a project update, solving a problem, or making a strategic change, try presenting it with a structured summary. This will make your message clearer and more compelling, helping your audience grasp and remember the key points, and motivating them to act. So keep in mind, GPS. By focusing on the goal, defining the problem, and proposing a solution, you set up productive and effective communication that advances your projects. Ensure conversations are timely and effective. When you need to discuss an important project, it's easy to start with a casual, "Do you have a minute?" But what if that minute stretches into 10 or 20? This can disrupt your colleague's schedule and strain your professional relationship. Effective communication isn't just about what you say or how you say it, but also about ensuring your audience is ready and available to listen from the start. Begin any successful work conversation by checking the time. Instead of asking vaguely if someone has a minute, clearly state how long you expect the discussion to take. If you think it will be 10 minutes, let them know. This sets clear expectations and shows respect for their time and other responsibilities. This small change can greatly reduce misunderstandings and demonstrate that you value their time. After this, use a validation checkpoint. Once you've outlined your conversation and what you want to discuss, confirm that the person is the right one to address your issue and that they're still available. Ask if they have time to talk now or if there's a better time to continue the discussion. Ensuring clear communication with your audience. These checks are important because they confirm that your audience can both participate and focus on your discussion. You might discover that someone you thought had the authority to approve a new expense doesn't, or that they're busy with another urgent issue and can't give your topic the attention it needs. Though these steps may seem minor, they greatly impact how effectively you communicate. By clearly requesting the exact time you need, and verifying the listener's availability, you set the stage for more focused and productive conversations. This method also prevents you from engaging someone in a conversation that isn't suitable for them right now, saving both of you time and frustration. Successful workplace communication involves more than just sharing information. It's about ensuring that both parties are aligned from the start. By respecting time and confirming availability, you improve the quality of your interactions and build a reputation as a thoughtful and effective communicator. Communicate clearly in the first minute. Improving communication at work involves more than just talking. It's about being clear and timely in emails, meetings, and instant messages. Effective communication depends on how well you organize your message and when you deliver it. Emails, which are central to workplace communication, need to be clear and to the point. Use the subject line to give context and start the email with a clear statement of your purpose. Organize the email body with bullet points that outline the goal, problem, and solution. This way, your message is easy to understand and recipients can quickly see what you need. Meeting invitations should also be clear from the start. Include the meeting's purpose and what is expected from attendees right in the invitation. This helps everyone understand their role and what they need to prepare, which reduces the need for clarifications during the meeting. For presentations, start with a summary that covers the context, goal, and problem. This approach engages your audience and helps them follow along with your discussion. Instant messaging requires a mix of casualness and clarity. Even in brief messages, be clear about your intent and provide a summary to avoid misunderstandings and extra back and forth. Effective techniques for interviews and updates. When faced with unexpected questions during interviews or spontaneous situations, Using structured communication techniques can help you respond confidently and clearly. By providing context and summarizing the issue, you show that you can think quickly and communicate precisely. When escalating issues, it's important to be clear and direct. Presenting the issue with a structured summary ensures your message is not only heard, but also acted upon. This approach focuses on solutions rather than problems, helping with effective decision-making. Even when sharing positive news, structured communication is beneficial. Framing the context and focusing on outcomes keeps your audience interested and appreciative of the good news. In any situation, making the first minute count is crucial. By setting clear expectations and summarizing your points effectively, you create a strong foundation for efficient and effective communication. Using these techniques across various formats will improve your communication skills and enhance your professional reputation. By mastering these methods, you ensure that every message you send is clear and actionable, making every minute of your communication as productive as possible. Key points. 1. Framing improves communication by setting context, intent, and the key message early. 2. The GPS method, goal, problem, solution, keeps conversations clear and focused. 3. Start conversations by confirming the time needed and checking the audience's availability. 4. Be clear and concise in emails, meetings, and messages to ensure your message is understood. 5. Use structured summaries to guide discussions and prevent misunderstandings. 6. Effective communication involves being prepared and respecting others' time. 7. Structured communication helps respond confidently in interviews and updates.